Daily Devotion with Pastor Bala for October 19th, 2023, from Revelation chapter 14, The Defeat of the Dragon, part 2. Previously, we heard about in chapter 13 about a dragon who represents Satan. And this dragon had 7 heads and 10 horns, a very unusual description, but this is God's vision to St. John, along with a couple other beasts, all operating under the authority of the dragon. The dragon and the beasts were attacking Christians. Then in chapter 14, we started hearing the victory song. And yesterday we heard the angel's announcement that basically said, "Judgment day has come for the dragon and its beast." So let's continue with another angel making another announcement. From Revelation chapter 14, verse 8, another angel, a second, followed, saying, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great, she who made all nations drink the wine of the passion of her sexual immorality." Now we have another announcement that Babylon has fallen. Babylon here is used as a way of describing the dragon and the beasts. You may remember from the Old Testament use of Babylon that Babylon took the people of Israel into exile and destroyed the holy city of Jerusalem. And God promised through the prophets that Babylon would be punished. Well, in the vision that God gives to St. John, that reference of Babylon being punished is superimposed upon Satan and the beasts, because they attacked God's people. And now comes the judgment day. Now they are going to be punished. And you get a little bit of the reason why Babylon had made the nations drink the wine of the passion of her sexual immorality. This basically implies that Babylon led the people of Israel further away from the Almighty God. And that is part of this judgment. Remember, through Christ, there is forgiveness of sins. But if somebody is constantly leading you away from the forgiveness of sins, well, I like how Jesus describes this in the New Testament. He says, if someone causes one of these little ones to sin, Jesus said, it would be better for him to have a millstone tied around his neck and tossed into the deepest sea. We will see that reference of Jesus being fulfilled in John's revelation later on. But let's continue on. Verse 9. And another angel, a third, followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If anyone worships the beast and its image and receives a mark on his forehead or on his hand." Now, notice this angel is now directing its words toward the people. Did the people bear the mark of Christ through holy baptism, or did they bear the mark of the beast? So if anyone worshiped the beast and received its mark, it would be judged and condemned with the beast. But for those who bear the mark of Christ, well, they're already singing the victory song with the saints. Verse 10, he also will drink the wine of God's wrath, poured full strength into the cup of his anger, and he will be tormented with fire and sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. So again, anyone who bears the mark of the beast will suffer the exact same consequences of the beast. Also, the opposite is true. Those who bear the mark of Christ enjoy the benefits of where Christ sits in paradise. However, this last part might be a little troublesome. Those who will be tormented with fire and sulfur will be tormented actually in the presence of the holy angels and the Lamb. You might be thinking, why? Well, this is a beautiful accountability check. Yes, judgment has been executed. Those who bear the mark of the beast will receive that judgment. But those who bear the name of Christ on their forehead through holy baptism, they are already singing the victory song. So yes, we've been divided by who you are following, the beast and the world, or Christ and him crucified. God's peace and many blessings be with you, and thank you for listening. And please take an opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Thank you again for listening.